We wanted to find the person who invented the modern replacement for that vintage sound. It turns out it was a team effort, and one member of that team lives in Dallas. He recalls that the device that put adding machines and even slide rules in the dustbin of history brought other innovations. They changed how we recharged batteries, and they introduced thermal printing using heat-sensitive paper instead of ink.
My name is Jerry Merriman. I spent most of my career at Texas Instruments, where I authored several dozen patents, the most important one being for the first electronic handheld calculator. It was late 1965, and Jack Kilby, my boss, presented the idea of a calculator. He called some people in his office. He says, "We'd like to have some sort of computing device, perhaps to replace the slide rule. It would be nice if it were as small as this little book that I have in my hand. Of course, it would have to operate on batteries. It would have to have some buttons to enter the problem. And it would have to have some neon lights or something like that to give you an answer. You'd have to think of something." Silly me, I thought we were just making a calculator, but we were creating an electronic revolution. It was a very intense effort. It touched many things that I'm reminded of today. We used thermal printing. It was one of the earliest uses of rechargeable batteries. I remember winding the transformer in my garage for the little fist-sized transformer that you plugged in the wall and charged your batteries. So today I see many reminders of that. If I push a button on a cell phone or charge a battery from a wall outlet, or if I just get a thermally printed receipt from a grocery store, it certainly brings back memories of that intense effort in 1965.
That's Jerry Merriman, who helped invent the handheld calculator, along with two colleagues. He was responsible for the keyboard design.